North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 14, 2020.
Massachusetts is expected to have some additional reopening information on May 18. Governor Baker says that the reopening process will be a targeted reopening.
I would love to be able to open everything up tomorrow. That would be an incredibly irresponsible thing to do. What we are going to do is phase the reopening. The folks who are going to open initially are going to be the folks who we believe are most likely to be successful in reopening and not further spreading the virus. That means the kinds of organizations that don't have a lot of close contact with customers.
The governor was asked yesterday about a low death total number in Massachusetts from the previous day, 33.
One of the reasons we track all of these measures that I just talked about on sort of 2 or 3 day or 5 day rolling averages is because the reporting, depending upon where it's coming from, can be a little lumpy. And I don't know specifically why we had such a low number reported yesterday. But I would say that if you look at most of our data, including our death data, right, it has been going down on any kind of a 2, 3, 4 day weighted average for the better part of 2 weeks. But there's been some bumpiness in there as well, which is the same type of thing. I mean, if you're asking me, do I think we're going to have a number like 33 today, I would say probably not.
Governor Charlie Baker.
According to the Gloucester Public Health Director, Karen Carroll, the numbers are trending downward on Cape Ann as the reopening task force has begun its work.
Why don't I give you a little background and then we'll talk about the reopening task force. So we have continued to see a fairly steady, fairly regular decline in some of those key indicators I've talked to you about before. So hospitalizations, the number of deaths, the number of new cases or the percentage of new cases. So we've had a couple of blips, you know, a couple of little spikes here and there throughout the past 2 weeks. But generally speaking, all of those indicators have been trending downward. So that's a good sign, and that's what we were looking for with reopening for both the state and locally. We are not at zero community transmission, so we really, you know, need people to be cautious when they think about reopening. It will be gradual. We still have COVID-19 is being transmitted throughout our communities and throughout Massachusetts. So it's important that we go slow with our reopening and, you know, ease back into things so we don't have a spike and we don't have to go back and start over or take some back steps. So I think what we can expect next week, the governor is already giving us little pieces of guidance that his team is producing and offering. There'll be great guidance that will come out of the governor's office, very, very specific for all kinds of industries and agencies. So we've established a local reopening committee task force, and we don't want to recreate the work that's being done in the governor's office, and we don't have the resources for that. But there, our local committee is doing a couple of things. It's going to help identify some of the training needs and some of the resources that businesses will need to put in place before they can reopen. So the governor has released some certain sort of standards and workplace protocols. He's already shared some of those with us. And we're trying to get it out to businesses locally and agencies so they can understand the types of things that will be expected from them. And they're simple hygiene things, cleaning things, and the main thing is physical distancing. Businesses have to figure out how to keep people 6 feet apart at all indoors. So that's a real challenge, especially for some of our smaller businesses. And so locally, we wanted to work on that with people to really think through these requirements as soon as we can and start helping them resource any technical expertise they might need, any trainings, any materials, that kind of thing.
Gloucester's Public Health Director, Karen Carroll.
The Daily Item of Lynn is reporting today that the Lynn Community Health Center has received a $715,000 federal boost for its coronavirus testing capacity, and the facility's healthcare employees will also receive some financial relief through the union-negotiated temporary wage increase. City Councilor-at-Large Bryant LaPierre continues his daily COVID-19 Lynn updates on LynnTV.org. Yesterday, his guest was State Representative Dan Cahill.
A special thanks to all those frontline workers, including police officers, firefighters, all the medical personnel, grocery store workers, and any other professional or worker deemed as an essential employee who is working during this pandemic. Your sacrifices have not gone unnoticed or underappreciated by the public. And it is up to every one of us to ensure that we comply with all guidelines and rules aimed at towards ending the transmission of this terrible virus. I am fortunate to work with some amazing staffers and colleagues at the State House as we address the impacts of COVID-19 throughout the Commonwealth. Senator Brennan Crichton, State Representatives Peter Capano, and I know you've heard from both those gentlemen, or you're hearing from Peter soon, Representative Lori Ehrlich and Donald Wong, our office's staff are working tirelessly to address a multitude, and I can't stress that enough, a multitude of constituent requests, more than we've ever dealt with in a short amount of time in the prior several years. And we're dealing with issues such as access to health care, unemployment, and housing issues.
State Representative Dan Cahill appearing on LynnTV.org with City Councilor-at-Large Bryant LaPierre.
Gloucester Times is reporting that the American Red Cross is asking for healthy individuals to step up to help patients experiencing health crises by donating blood or platelets. Healthy individuals who are feeling well are asked to make an appointment to donate by downloading the free Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or enabling the blood donor skill on any Alexa Echo device. Donors are asked to schedule an appointment prior to arriving at the drive and are required to wear a face covering or mask while at the drive in alignment with Centers for Disease Control and Prevention public guidance. The drives will be located in the following areas in Gloucester on May 29 from 2 to 7 p.m. at Cruise Port Gloucester, 6 Row Square. In Beverly on May 17 from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Beverly Cove Community Center, 19 East Corning Street. And in Danvers, from May 15 to 17, from 8:30 a.m. to 1:45 p.m., the Danvers Blood Donation Center, 99 Rosewood Drive. May 18 to 21 and 26 to 28, from 1 to 6:15 p.m., Danvers Blood Donation Center, 99 Rosewood Drive. May 21, from 1 to 6:30 p.m., Breakaway, 221 Newbury Street in Danvers. And May 22 to 15, and 29 to 31, that must be May 22 to 25, and 29 to 31 from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., again, back at the Danvers Blood Donation Center, 99 Rosewood Drive. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
The head of the State Retailers Association sounded the alarm yesterday about the need for Main Street to reopen soon, or else a significant portion of small businesses in the state would not survive. Ethan Foreman writing in today's Salem News that John Hurst, president of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, was part of a panel of business leaders speaking with members of the North Shore Chamber of Commerce that morning via video conference about rebooting the Bay State's economy while balancing economic and public health concerns during the coronavirus pandemic. Hurst, who lives in Beverly, has said that retailers have learned a lot over the past 2 months from essential businesses on how they can protect their employees and customers. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Jack Shays reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News. A new Tuscan-themed restaurant planned for Newburyport's waterfront is eyeing a delayed midsummer opening with about half of its original seating capacity. Tuscan Brands, which runs several Tuscan Kitchen and Tuscan Market locations in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, hasn't disclosed the name of its Newburyport concept, which is under construction at 54 Merrimack Street, the former waterfront site of the Black Cow restaurant. Amy Scarpello, the company's director of training and marketing, previously told the Newburyport Daily News that the Newburyport location will be heavily focused on local seafood dishes, offering a raw bar, and the company's hallmark menu options, including pasta made scratch, Asian brands, and Neapolitan-style pizza. While the new restaurant was originally scheduled to open this spring, the COVID-19 pandemic led to construction delays that have led Tuscan Brands to push back the opening until sometime in July or August, according to Edwin Santana, the company's director of sales and marketing. Santana said the restaurant's indoor and outdoor seating capacities will be reduced from a planned 250 people to under 125 as a social distancing measure. He also said there will be a huge emphasis on takeout and other ways the staff will monitor safety. More on the story in today's Noob Report Daily News.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us today on the program. We do like to hear from you. You can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Looks like a great day today. Enjoy it. Have a great Thursday, everybody.